What's up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. The Dubs lose their sixth game out of the last 10. Steve Kerr, sick of Draymond. Klay wants Oracle to be louder, show more passion. All that and a whole lot more coming up on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's good? Hope you all had a good weekend. You know, since I hadn't talked to you guys since Friday, I was hoping to come in, talk about the win over the Nuggets, man. Warriors are back. They're focused. They're locked in. Hoping it would be a win over the Nuggets and then another win over the Suns. And we're starting to get rolling towards the playoffs. This team's looking right, looking focused. These guys are ready to go. Nope. Instead, they beat the Nuggets Friday, and then they lose to the worst team in the Western Conference. Yeah. And not just lose to them. It's not as if the Suns came out and played a perfect game and were scorching hot or anything. The Warriors just blew it. It's just what we've seen over the last month. Basically, since that Portland game right before the All-Star break, and then everything since the All-Star break. The Suns had no reason to win this game. They had every excuse to get blown out, and the Warriors should have blown them out. The Suns came to Oracle with a 15-52 record. They played the night before in Portland, a late tip, finished after 9, didn't get to the hotel until after 3, lost an hour of sleep because of daylight savings time. Had an earlier tip against the Warriors at 5:30. And they're 5-29 on the road. Well, now 6-29 after beating the Warriors. Steve Kerr said, think about what they did. Barely legal by NBA standards to even have a back-to-back like that. So there is no reason for the Warriors to lose that game except for, let me give you a couple, Steph Curry is in a slump. I mean, that's the only way you can put it. He's shooting under 31% from three over his last 8 games. Last night was not his night, and last night's first quarter was not his first quarter. It's something we've seen. Not only has the team been slumping in certain first quarters, but Steph definitely has. He went 0-4 last night in the first, 0 points. Klay carried them early in the first, had 10 points. Went 2-for-3 from three, had a nice reverse dunk. Everyone's going crazy. The vibes are great. KD started pitching in a little later in the first. He also had 10 points, and the Warriors were able to put up a 13-point lead in the first. In the second, that second unit hit the bed. That unit of Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and DeMarcus Cousins, they were outscored by 7 in 5 minutes, putting the game within reach for the Suns. And the Suns took advantage, and the Warriors could not. KD was the only one who had an average game. He was 9-17 for 25 points, playing well. If everyone else had played well, he wouldn't have even been on the court in the fourth when he sprained his ankle and had to come out. They're calling it an ankle contusion. Don't think it's serious, but we'll see if he plays on Wednesday in Houston. That's the other thing. This game should have been not just a win, but a warm-up, so to speak, before they go on a tough road trip starting on Wednesday in Houston. But instead, it's just another bad loss for them. And especially after they had their team meeting last week and things started to feel different and able to get it together to beat the Nuggets, but instead, no one shows up for this game. I don't know. I don't get it. Suns are able to cut it to a one-point game at halftime. Somehow. In the third, Steph's struggles continue. He had 7 points, went 3 of 8, 1 of 6 from three. That's one thing that has been prevalent or obvious throughout his struggles is, look, I understand the idea of you can't not shoot your way out of a slump. Like, you're not going to start knocking down threes by not taking them. But, man, you can try some other things sometimes. 1 of 6 from three in the third. It just, it hasn't been his month. And I'm sure he'll break out of it, but, man. It also wasn't Klay Thompson's third quarter either, as he went 0 for 5 from the field. And guess what? Guess where all five of those shots were? 0 for 5 from 3. So Klay started out pretty hot, but then got ice cold throughout the rest of the game. Warriors fouled a bunch, as they've been prone to, I was going to say recently, but pretty much always. It was just a bad, lazy, bad game. I don't really have much more to say. The bench played poorly. Starters played poorly. DeMarcus Cousins played poorly. You know, it's a pretty gross loss for the Warriors right now. And a tough spot they're in, honestly. They got 16 games left in the season with the road trip starting on Wednesday at Houston, at OKC, at San Antonio, at Minnesota. And who knows, maybe playing tough teams is what will get these guys to lock in, because we saw them lock in and, you know, give Denver a beatdown and then take on Phoenix, who they probably should have beat while sleepwalking. Instead, they lose that one. So we'll see. I mean, there's still time to figure it out, 16 games, but with each passing game, it gets worse and worse. And I get worried. I don't know how you guys feel about it. Are you still super confident that they're just the Warriors, this is just them not taking the regular season seriously? Or is there more to it? There's still 1.5 games up on Denver for the one seed. But, man, I don't know. Losing to Phoenix is just ugly. It's a very bad look for the champs. Very bad look. Going to take a quick break. Come back. I got nothing left on this game. I mean, there's not much to break down. They lost to Phoenix. What else do you need to know? Let's flush that one, try and move on, but we can't quite flush it yet because as bad as the loss was, pretty much all the news came from postgame. And we're going to have to talk about it coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Guess what, everyone? The first weekend of NCAA tournament is the greatest betting event of the year. Whether you like filling out a bracket, picking a national champion, predicting first-round upsets, or all the above, MyBookie is the perfect home for your March Madness fun. Will Zion Williamson and his team cement their legacy at Duke with a title this year? Can Virginia get past its loss to a 16 seed last year? Can Kentucky get back to the Final Four? If you know the answers, or even if you don't, MyBookie is the place to get in on the action. They have something for everyone, even you, multiple bracket guy. Yeah, talking to you. MyBookie has been in business for years. Their goal is to give you the best customer service in the business, and the best part is they pay out fast when you win. I mean, they really do. Talking 48 hours. I always get my money quick. Bet with the best, then kick back and enjoy March Madness while you watch your picks cash in. Deposit with MyBookie today with the promo code LOCKEDONNBA for a 50% sign-up bonus. That's promo code LOCKEDONNBA. I'm talking 50% sign-up bonus. That's incredible. Absolutely worth it, guys. Go sign up with MyBookie. With MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's good? Just finished talking about the Warriors' terrible loss to the Suns. Not a lot to talk about there because most of the news and headlines came in postgame. Whether it was what Steve Kerr said about Draymond, Klay calling out Oracle, KD's injury, just everything, man. Everything went wrong last night. I guess we'll start with, where should we start? We'll start with Steve Kerr. And I'll just start with some post-game comments from him last night. So this is just after the game, him talking about the game and the Phoenix Suns.
The Suns were great. You know, they've been through a tough season, and they've played really well lately. You know, beat Milwaukee at home last week. So we knew, you know, we knew they weren't going to be a pushover. And think about what they did. I mean, they came from Portland last night, lost an hour. You know, and started a game at 5:30. Barely legal by NBA standards to even have a back-to-back like that. And they came in and kicked our butts. So good moment for them, great game for them. I'm happy for them. I know the frustration they felt all year, and it was the right outcome. They beat the crap out of us.
There's Steve just on the game in general, kind of echoing what I've already said and kind of what I took from him also. Just Warriors got their asses kicked. Suns played a terrible back-to-back and were able to come in and beat the champs. Pretty ugly. He said they kicked the crap out of us, which he is right about. But the real news came after the game when a bunch of Twitter detectives saw a clip of him late in the game, a couple minutes left, Draymond's arguing with the ref, timeout, the guys are coming back, and apparently he says, "I'm so sick of Draymond. So sick and tired of Draymond. Excuse me." Now, it's not the worst thing in the world. We've all heard worse, seen worse. But as a coach of a bunch of superstars, you're going to have to manage personalities and egos. And this might be something you'll have to deal with. I mean, I'm sure Draymond has said a lot worse about Steve within earshot. But Steve Kerr was asked about it today at Shoot Around. Here's what Steve had to say.
Did you have a conversation with Draymond at all about that clip that surfaced last night?
That's private.
What, I mean, did you say what it seemed to indicate or people believed you said?
No. The lip readers were wrong. What I said was, I beg to differ with Draymond's approach tonight. Those are my exact words. I don't know how somebody misconstrued that.
So Steve Kerr making light of the situation, as he usually does. I'm sure it's not that big of a deal. I'm sure he did talk to Draymond. It was reported last night after his press availability, media availability. He went into the locker room looking for him, but Draymond had already left. So I'm sure there was some damage control that had to be done. Probably pretty minor in this case, but still something that the internet sleuths, the Twitter detectives found and wanted to make a big deal about, and they sure did. One of the weirder elements of the night was Klay Thompson during his media availability, press conference, whatever, called out Oracle and the fans, which, look, I don't know, maybe Oracle has been a little less raucous than usual. I mean, when I'm there, it seems fine, but who knows? Klay would know better than me, but kind of an odd time to decide to call out the fans. And here's what Klay had to say.
And I expect our crowd to be a little more into it, too. Like, I know it's not the playoffs, but it is our last go-around at Oracle. At least you can stand up if someone make a good play, especially in the beginning. We need that energy, especially this time of the year. It's hard to conjure up energy every single night because you're looking forward to the playoffs and that run. So we expect our fans to kind of, you know, bring that from the jump. You can't, I mean, it's like us, though. You can't bring it every night, but still it helps when it doesn't matter if we're playing the Suns or the Bucks, whoever it is. We need that energy from them because we feed off that.
There is Klay's thoughts on the fans and the atmosphere at Oracle, which I kind of disagree with him. It's almost as if he's talking to his own team because, man, they have not shown up and played the way they should almost all year. I mean, you want to talk about the losses at home? Milwaukee, you lost by 24. OKC, you lost by 28. Toronto by 20. Lakers by 26. Boston by 33. And then you lost to teams like Portland, Houston twice, Philly, Phoenix, all at home. So if you want to put that on the fans, fine. But, man, you guys do not show up and play well at home or just period. So when you guys decide to show up and play, maybe the fans will react. If not, if you're out there smacking Phoenix around and no one's excited, no one's cheering, no one's standing up, Klay, then fine, go ahead. But this just was the wrong time to do it because you guys have not given a shit for over a month now. And some could argue for most of the year. So I disagree. I mean, maybe he's right. I just disagree with the timing. And also Clay, who's got, you know, damn near 100% approval rating amongst the fans. I don't know. Maybe it's down to like 98% now. It was just weird, weird timing. A weird thought, too, because, I mean, when I'm there, it seems fine. But what do I know? It was an odd thing for Clay to say, especially considering the loss that they just took and the way they played. But like I said, it's almost as if he was talking to his own teammates, because I agree with all of what he said about the team. It's the last year at Oracle, and you guys are out here laying eggs almost every other home game. So even a bunch of the wins were lackluster and careless. So, I mean, tough look for the team. I don't know why Clay decided to say it. Hopefully people stand up for big plays now or whatever the hell he's looking for. But it was odd timing, odd comments too. But, you know, Clay doesn't really have a filter. Moving on to Steph Curry, who after last night's game put a little perspective on the Warriors situation and just how they've overcome worse before. And, Steph, just to put himself, the team, and all the fans at ease with his comments last night, here's what Steph had to say.
I mean, let's not forget last year. It was way worse than this. Way worse than this. There's some injuries and things like that, which I think in terms of, like, we have pretty much everybody healthy. And we've talked about the things that we need to get better at going into the playoffs and just haven't done it. But, it's an uncomfortable feeling, which I think we like right now, because it's not all just kind of coasting. We're getting challenged. We're getting teams' best shots. Our weaknesses are pretty glaring in terms of, you know, defensively and how we started games. So we can talk about it, and like I keep saying it, but we understand what we need to do to get better. But I like this situation a lot better than last year.
Steph trying to put it into perspective for everyone. Last year was worse with his injury, with the injuries to the team. KD did roll his ankle last night, but they're said it's minor. Maybe he'll miss a game or two. The bottom line is they got 16 games left to try and get it right. These next four are not going to be easy. Like I said, it's Houston, OKC, San Antonio, and then Minnesota. I don't know if KD will miss any of those games. Andrew Bogut is supposed to be joining the team sometime during that road trip. So, I don't know. Maybe he'll give them an emotional boost or something. Either way, they got to figure it out, and they got to figure it out soon. So, between Steve Kerr's lip reading, Clay wanting Oracle to be louder, and Steph saying it's all good. That's the Warriors right now, and it's kind of a mess. Going to take a quick break, come back, wrap this thing up. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. Charles T. Hamilton, what's good? Just about to wrap this thing up with some league pass picks for this evening. Got a nice slate of games tonight. 6 games. A little more than yesterday, which was nice. Yesterday was a slow one. And some of these games are pretty damn good. We got Kings, Wizards, Thunder, Jazz, and Celtics, Clippers. And you know what? Let's just go with all three of those. Thunder, Jazz, as we know, the rivalry from the playoffs last year, they are pretty close in the standings as well, which is interesting because that's a matchup I'd like to see again in the playoffs, not just tonight, but in the playoffs because, man, they really don't like each other. That's for damn sure. And, you know, I don't know who really likes Russell Westbrook anyways, regardless of the Jazz. But, yeah, the Jazz are the 6th seed right now at 37-28. Thunder are 40-26, which is also crazy. They're just separated by 2 games. OKC and Portland tied for same record at the 4-5 spot. OKC has the tiebreaker there. So that's an interesting one to watch. Thunder Jazz, especially because of the animosity between the two. Kings Wizards. Kings are, I think, 4 games out of the 8 seed. So they're still pushing. Very unlikely that they'll get it, but they're exciting. And let's see if they, I mean, if they do put it together to get it, like, that's a great story. And then Celtics Clippers, obviously, Celts, one of the best teams in the league, for all I'm concerned. And Clippers playing well, too. So those are the three. Check those out. Everyone have a good evening. Come back tomorrow for more Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.